This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us today. Hope your weekend is going well for you. We're covering so much in this 2 hours we're on the show each week at this time. And if you're a new listener, we'd love to have you stay with us regularly and check out my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, some very disturbing news. The average American in the last 20 years, really or less, has put on an average of 15 pounds or more without getting any taller. Kids particularly are at risk, putting on a great deal of weight. And, of course, it means there's more heart disease, there's more diabetes. What's going on? Why are we getting fatter and fatter? Every time you turn on TV or the radio, there's some informational about your health, and yet we're not picking up on that. I want to get a little sense of it a little bit, if I can, right now, put in perspective. Dr. Pablo Zabalos is joining me. He's a Dallas physician with the Intervention Spine and Pain Clinic, and I want to get his thoughts on this. Hey there, Dr. Zabalos. Thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show today. Hey, Doc, you there? Do we have Dr. Zabalos on there, Dave? Okay, well, we're trying to get him on the phone. I thought he was all set with us, but we will get back to him there. Daniel, can you check on Dr. Zabalos and see what we can do about getting him on the air? There must be a connection problem there or something. So in any event, to tell you a little bit more off the study while we're waiting on Dr. Zabalos, the study said that even 11-year-old kids aren't immune from the weight plague, if you will. Girls are more than 7 pounds heavier, even though their height is the same. Boys gain an inch in height, but also packed an additional 13.5 pounds compared just to two decades ago, 15, 20 years ago. And when you look at race, African Americans gained a little bit more. Black women added 22 pounds, despite staying the average height. Black men, 18 pounds. And so when you get into all this, you see that we are spending just a massive amount of money on health care in this country. We do in my home state of Louisiana. We do all over America. And when you have these kinds of figures, this is a big sample. This is about 20,000 people that the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics looked at. It wasn't a small sampling. And so as a consequence, when you're putting on that kind of weight, that's very significant and would be and what it does, it increases your body mass by several degrees. You know, your body, I don't know what your body mass is. Average 21 to 24 is supposed to be good in terms of body mass. There's various formulas you can find to see if your body mass stays in that area. BMI is called. And I know, boy, it can sure vary. I know I went on a real kick a few years back. My body mass was 19, which is really a good for a guy my age. This is about 15 years ago. And I went on a crash program for 6 months, and my body mass went from 19 down to 9, which is what a marathon runner would be. Now, I just couldn't keep it. I'm up to about probably back up to 19, 20 right now. And I work out a lot. I work out 6 days a week. I swim. I do aerobics. Got some knee problems. I've had it for you folks out there as you get a little older. I mentioned earlier on the show that I was an athlete when I was younger, and therefore I've had a knee replacement and I've had a hip replacement. So you got to work around those things. But the fact remains, for your heart and to stay away from diabetes, you've got to do a fair amount of exercising. All this stuff about diet's fine, but you've got to be able to respond in terms of what you do exercise-wise. You've got to keep those joints lubricated. You've got to stretch. And, you know, some people, I just can't do that. I don't feel like that. You know, I tell people, my suggestion is, approach your health exactly like you would. You're making an appointment. You've got a business venture. Monday at 8 o'clock, you have an appointment to do such and such, and Tuesday you have an appointment, and you have appointments so many days a week at a set time. I use the exercise in the late afternoon. Join a local health club. I could probably do it on my own, but the discipline of actually getting and going to the club, if I do it at home, sometimes I'll just quit early or I'll get distracted. When you drive out to a location, whether it's the YMCA or a local gym, whatever, once you're there, you say, look, I've come all the way out here. I just can't quit. I've got to go ahead and carry on my exercise routine. And so it's a great discipline for you. I mentioned I've got some knee and hip problems. Also, 20 years ago, I had a partial disc removed from my back. I don't have any disc at all now between L4 and L5 in my lower back. Most of you folks who are a little older with back problems know that. And everybody has back problems, but you can work around them. You don't go under the knife unless it's just absolutely necessary. And you can find a good level of comfort by stretching and by swimming. If you got access to a swimming pool, swimming is by far the best possible exercise you could undertake. Hands down the best exercise. And I swim, try to swim in the summertime particularly, 4 or 5 days a week. Even in the winter, I got a wetsuit, not really expensive, cost me $35 at one of the sporting goods stores. And I wear that wetsuit, it's a mini wetsuit. It comes to my elbows and then to my knees, but it protects my chest and so I'm not freezing cold. And I wear that wetsuit. And, of course, down here in the Deep South, you can pretty much swim all year round. I know you folks up north, maybe you got to join the Y or find an indoor pool. But that's just a marvelous way for you in terms of feeling better and getting exercise where you can overcome the joint pain that discourages so many people. You know, who wants to go out and walk or ride a bike out on the streets if it's jarring to you, if your knees hurt? You just don't feel good doing that. And I can understand. I'm the very same way. But you can adapt by ways to get around that. Like I say, a recumbent bike where you've got a back support on it. I get on that recumbent bike for about 45 minutes. You can watch a movie or watch the news on television while you're doing that kind of. You can read. I read the papers on that recumbent bike. And you get down the pad and you stretch. And there's so many books to show you the stretching. I'll try to put something up on the website this week about just various stretches. They're so easy to do. With your neck, you just go down and up and side to side, stretching that neck if you got some arthritis or you're tiring there. With your elbows, there are stretches. With your knees, with your ankles. I wear an insole in my shoes. Kind of sense. You say, man, I'm listening to that guy Brown. He normally sounds pretty good, but he's telling us how broken down he is. Well, I'm 76 years old. We all break down, but you got to deal with it. I wear insoles in my shoes, and so to help, I'm sitting here right now at a desk in front of this microphone, and I've crossed my legs, and my left foot's going up, then down, left, right. I do a circular motion. I do a counterclockwise motion. Then I switch and do the other foot. And you can do that while you're sitting down right there. You can do some stomach crunches while you're sitting in a chair, or squeezing while you're sitting in a chair. And you squeeze that stomach, but you also squeeze like, you know how you squeeze when you go into the bathroom? You squeeze there. That's great exercise for your stomach. And even all those things are just things you can do so easily while you're at work. And just, it doesn't take a massive amount of time, but boy, when you see results like we've just seen, where Americans have gone, but you know, from 181 pounds to 196 pounds, and that's the average, and then you wonder why our medical costs are so high, why we have such a high rate of diabetes, why we have heart disease, all these things that play into so many problems that we have right now. So, you know, we do so much across the expanse of our culture to foster obesity. We do so with big food products, big pharma, and it's coming back to haunt us, and we're sure paying a price, both in physical health, quality of life, and what it costs us. We can do better, folks. We can do a lot better. But we're going to try to get our guest, Dr. Zabalos, on the line here at the next segment. Whether we do or whether we don't, take care of yourself. Get out today and stretch. I know it's very, very hot in some parts of the country, but you can stretch. Get out early or go out late at night. There's a lot you can do, and I do it, and I hope you'll do the same thing. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up that coffee, and we'll be right back.
listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're
hey Daniel, Daniel,
spilt before 1978, you could be fined.
Fined
up to $7,500. $37,500 per day
per violation.
If you're a landlord,
hey Daniel, Daniel,
with rental properties, property spilt before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500.
Where could you? Hey Daniel,
lead paint solutions, helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm.
You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint.
If positive, you must use lead
Daniel
paint practices.
You must keep a tight paper trail in case of
an hey Daniel
laws enforced by the EPA or your state.
If you remodel or rent properties built before 78,
call Kachina for free information
and a free phone audit.
Call 888-800-5224.
888-800-5224.
KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com.
Call is free.
The audit is free.
888-800-5224.
Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include...
Daniel!
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system.
Justin, this is Jim Brown. I'm on the air right now with Daniel, and he's not responding to me. Can you see if he'll get, pick up this phone?
4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CoA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor.
Hey, Daniel.
877-878-4203. Or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we talked in that last segment about the fact that the average American is gaining 15 pounds heavier than they were 20 years ago. I mentioned we got Dr. Pablo Zabalas here joining us to kind of talk about it, give us his little insights. He is a physician over in Dallas, Texas. He heads up a intervention spine and pain clinic over that way. We'll get all the information about him is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey there, Doc. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show.
Jim, thank you so much for inviting me on the show. Definitely.
Now, doctor, tell me, what is going on, do you think? I saw this study that we're 15 pounds heavier, that and same height, we're not gaining any height or anything like that. I mean, we're increasing the amount of heart disease, diabetes. What? And there's so much information about health out there. What's happening to Americans throughout this country?
Yeah, I think the scary thing is you're even seeing on the kids increasing the weight. So 11-year-olds, they've increased by 13 pounds. The boys, the girls by 7 pounds. It's just, I think there's so many factors playing into this epidemic, basically. And it's something that we have to really, really combat through many ways, basically. I think the number one thing is the sedentary lifestyle that we're all doing. We're all watching too much TV. We're all watching sitting down and not exercising. And we're all just eating the wrong things.
Well, you know, the problem is 20 years ago, you know, 30 years ago, every adult usually had a cigarette in their hand and junk food galore. And we've got so much information about taking care of yourself. Is it just not getting through?
I think that's definitely the thing is education. The thing that's occurring is even in schools, they're cutting down on PE, on you know, PE courses, PE classes. There's not enough nutrition education for kids. There are too many, those fast food locations. There's too many snacks out there. Instead of having bananas and apples, there's instead you have chips and Mountain Dew and Coca-Cola and all these drinks. And then for us adults, now with the advent of media, streaming, and movies, we're just not getting up and moving around. And so it's one of those things where we're really, really, I think the number one thing we have to do is not only educate every single one of us, is we have to also educate our kids so we can stop this epidemic.
Yeah, you know, I've got a granddaughter that goes to a very affluent school over outside of Houston, Texas. And it's a classy school, great school, and fairly wealthy people attend. And I ask her what she eats for lunch. And it's tacos and hot dogs and, you know, nothing healthy. And this is, you think, so really, I guess parents with their kids, parents have got to take on more responsibility and draw the line. And that if they see their kids eating all this stuff, put some limitations because their health at risk. I mean, if you want your kid to have heart disease, die at a young age, or be a diabetic, and a poor little girl in my neighborhood has to give herself shots three times a day. She's 11 years old, has to give herself shots. Well, you don't want to live like that. And so as a consequence, there's a heavy parental responsibility to educate their kids, isn't there?
That's exactly correct. We are our kids' role models. We are an example for them. So, for example, in my household, I've got two kids, Elena and Patrick. They're 11 and 9. And basically with them, I tell them they only get 1 hour of video games a week, and they get to watch TV maybe half an hour, and that's it. The rest of the time they're doing sports, they're doing basketball, they're doing soccer, they're doing ballet. Myself as an example, I'll go run at 5:30 in the morning with our dogs. We try to eat healthier, so we are an example for them. We have to show them. They will follow with what we do. My kids don't even ask for Coca-Cola because we drink water instead or milk and so forth. So we are the example that's going to be showing for them. And so that it starts at basically at home. You know, what's incredible is that so many people nowadays have TVs in every single room, and kids should not have TVs in their room. That prevents them from going out to the park and running and cycling. And same thing with us. You know, instead of us watching TV, why don't we go and throw the ball with our kids? I think those are the things that we can help our kids. We can show them when we go to restaurants, instead of getting the French fries, substitute for fruit. And I think that's one of the issues that's also affecting the population is fast food and cheap food, which is high calorie, high fat, is less expensive. So sometimes that's a more cost efficient for a lot of people, and so they end up making the improper choices. So I think the cost is also one of the things that's really affecting that.
You know, the other thing I kind of wonder if we're doing enough, and the number one responsibility is on the family, the parents or the guardians with their kids. But, you know, in our schools, I know it's important to learn various forms of math. I took trigonometry and calculus in high school. But quite frankly, it seems like we ought to be teaching a basic course in dealing with our world around us, how to eat properly, teaching nutrition, teaching how to balance out a checkbook, how to fill out a 1040 income tax form. One good course like that, that would be heavy on nutrition, where you could learn and see examples, seems to me to make a lot of sense. I don't know what schools don't do anything like that, do they? I don't know of any that do.
I don't know of any that do, and I think we need to make it hip. We need to make it cool. We need to make it to where it's cool to learn about nutrition. It's cool to do yoga. It's cool to do Pilates. It's cool to run a mile. Those are the things that we really, really need to kind of instill in the school districts, in the school system. I mean, it's incredible. You have to realize medical costs of obesity are more than $147 billion a year. That's just the medical cost. That's not taking into consideration, you know, loss of work, loss of other activities. I mean, that's staggering. If you look at the numbers right now, more than 72 million people in the country are obese. It's, and not only that, but more than every single state has greater than 15% of the population that's obese. And 9 states have a third of the population that are obese. Obese is anybody whose body mass index is greater than 30, basically. It's staggering what's occurring, and especially in the last 20 years. So I think I have some hope, though. There is some hope I see in the future.
Well, we'll keep our finger crossed. Just got about a minute left, Doc. Tell us about the intervention spine and pain clinic. A lot of my listeners can go have a lot of pain. Just what does a clinic like yours do to deal with pain?
So one thing we do is anybody that has pain, we try to show them different treatments where they don't have to rely on medications or surgeries. We will send the patients for, you know, depending on what type of pain they have, we'll send them for physical therapy, we'll send them for manual therapy, we'll send them for exercise plans. If those fail, then we, a lot of times we'll do injections to the spine, injections to the joints, so it can facilitate their healing so they can keep on moving and grooving, basically. Our whole point behind our practice is improve the function and quality of life without having to rely on medications and surgeries. And that is the biggest thing that I think we try to instill in our patients also. So there's a lot of information regarding the treatments for, plans for obesity and so forth. And some of those are the CDC.gov website, and another one is the WebMD.com. Those have a lot of information regarding also how to be fit and weight loss.
I'll put those up on my website. And what is the website for your clinic? Give me that so I can put it up on my website now, too. What is that website, Doc?
Sure, it's SpineDallas.com.
SpineDallas.com. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We sure appreciate it. It's a huge problem. We appreciate your insights. Look forward to having you on the show again. Take care. Have a nice weekend, Dr. Zabalas.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, interesting guy trying to put in perspective what we do about getting weight down. It's just causing so many health issues for so many people. We can do a much better job. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. We've got lots more to talk about in The Common Sense Show, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hey, Daniel. Daniel, can you hear me?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, how would you like to be paid for doing nothing? I'd like that. Be great. Just get a nice check in, and you wouldn't have any obligation. Can you get a job like that? Actually, you can. There are more and more services that what they'll do, actually, is not really nothing, but there's somebody that what you can hire, not just individuals in many instances, but you can hire whole services to stand in line for you. They don't do anything, but they hold your place so you don't have to stand in line. And it's big business for theater tickets, for Black Friday, your place in line in front of the Best Buy or one of the stores you're trying to get the big deal on. Hire someone to take your place. New sneakers come out. Hey, you can have someone to stand in line. And in New York City, the cash rich and time poor use. If you got your cash rich and you don't have the time, you can use the service Same Old Line Dudes, which describes itself as New York's only professional line-sitting team. The dudes will charge you $25 for the first hour, plus $10 for each additional 30 minutes to put in the necessary time to obtain concert tickets, or I mentioned the sneakers. And they say, we wait for your wants. And they apparently are doing pretty good business. At the motor vehicle line to get your driver's license, you just go ahead and hire them to do it for you. And they'll go ahead and stand in line. So you get paid for doing nothing, and apparently it's a pretty good racket. You know, any of you have ever come to New Orleans, one of the best-known restaurants in America is a place called Galatoire's on Bourbon Street. You walk right up Bourbon Street, and it's a classical French restaurant, one of the oldest restaurants in New Orleans. Not a big restaurant, so and they don't take reservations either. I'm sure, a few VIPs and get a reservation. But by and large, you just got to stand in line if there's no table openings. And there generally is always a line at Galatar's restaurant on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. And so people have done this for years. They will hire someone to go get in line, and they might get there at 11 o'clock in the morning so they can then have lunch about 12:15. And if, I guess if the person you're hiring gets up to the front, they just let someone else go ahead of them. They just stand there in line till you get there. Whenever you get there, you pay them what their fee is. I know when I was practicing law in New Orleans many years ago, one of my partners had a big telescope, and we were up on about the 25th floor, but you could look about three blocks away and see Galatoire's restaurant. And so his friend, and he could look through the telescope and see exactly how long the line is. And I was there one day, and the phone rang, and he said, I don't know, let me take a look. And he gets up and he looks at the telescope, and he says, about 15 people. I said, what's that all about? He says, well, friends call me who want to go there to eat, and they don't want to stand in line, so they call me to look down to see how long the line is. So he was, that was a little service he gave to his good clients in the law firm. And I'll tell you a marvelous story about standing in line at this restaurant. There was a very well-known senator, head of the Energy Committee, named Senator J. Bennett Johnson from Louisiana. This was back 20-some-odd years ago. And he and his wife wanted to go to Galatoire's for a meal. And they came up there, and there was a line. It wasn't real long, maybe six or seven people. But even though he's a U.S. senator, he got no special preference. You had to stand in line. Well, as he's getting close to the front, the maitre d' comes out and says, is there a Senator Johnson here? And he said, yes, that's me. He says, well, the President of the United States is on the phone. If you go back in the kitchen, you can take the call there. So Senator Johnson goes back to the kitchen, talks to the President of the United States on important national business, comes back. Well, by that time, the crowd's moved on up, and he's very politely told, now you got to go to the back of the line. You got to go to the back of the line. Senator Johnson told me that story. I know it's true because he told me that story. So if you want to take on a new profession, you can get paid for doing nothing by basically standing in line to help other people. So I know we're all busy, but gives you one little inclination of some of the changes going on. Today is the 71st anniversary. This weekend's the 75th anniversary of the bombing attack, the nuclear weapons that were released on Hiroshima. That was a huge, significant factor in bringing the war to an end. World War II, United States against Japan. And some people say, well, Harry Truman, then president, should never have dropped those bombs because he knew the civilian devastation. Okay to go after the military, but the civilian devastation. But I've read a good bit about it. And if I were President Harry Truman, I would have made the same decision to drop that bomb. First of all, there was a very very complex studies were made of the Japanese mindset that they were not going to surrender, that it would be a massive embarrassment to surrender. That's why they had the kamikaze pilots and the emperor. That's why they took their lives with knives and all the things we've seen in the movies. Well, apparently that all was true, and the emperor was not going to surrender. They would fight down to the last man. Well, for us to put ground troops on Japan and win over that country that were so committed not to give up, there were estimates as high as 200,000 American servicemen would end their lives. It would cost that many lives if we did the attack. So based on that information, if I were President of the United States, I'd have made the decision, yes, you've got to go ahead and drop those bombs. And, of course, when the bombs were dropped at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the devastation woke up the Japanese to say, look, this is going to be complete annihilation, and we have no choice but to surrender. But it took that to get them to surrender. And there were I don't know how many thousands of people killed, civilians, children, all just emaciated, killed, vaporized, or having to die a slow death. It was horrible. And we certainly wish that never happens in this country, or that we never have to make a decision like that involving another country again. But that was the price we paid, and that was the information the president had. Maybe in this day and age there'd be second thoughts, there'd be more effort to negotiate, but you got to deal with the information you have. We learned that during the Civil War. I, for the life of me, can't, in hindsight, figure out why slavery could not be abolished without having to kill over a million Americans. That would be the equivalent of 10 million Americans today. I didn't have the information that Abraham Lincoln did and those leaders did at that point in time. But every other country that had slavery was able to abolish it without a civil war. In England, in France, throughout the Caribbean, they were all able to come to some terms to abolish slavery. And I think that's a failure on the part of Lincoln, quite frankly. He's renowned as one of our greatest presidents, not the greatest, but to allow the murder of families against families, the killing that went on, there seemed to be some way to bring that to an end. Again, I don't know what information they had back then, just like I don't know outside of the history books the information that Harry Truman had when he made the decision to drop the atomic bombs. But in hindsight, we can learn a great deal. But we often don't have that hindsight, quite frankly. So anyway, I just share that with you. This is the 71st anniversary. The 70th anniversary, there was a very large contingent of the president, I think, going over to Japan, and a great deal of information about it there. But something that we didn't have the luxury of having this time around. So anyway, just show that, tell that with you. Hey, we still got more time to go in the Common Sense Show. I wrote this week about David Duke, the head of the Ku Klux Klan, running for the United States Senate. Can you believe that? The head of the Klan. And surprisingly, down in my home state, the guy ran for governor some years back, carried the white vote down here. So you've got some strange politics going on in this country from Donald Trump. Trump and Clinton both, they can't, neither one can win because 60-some-odd% of the population are against them. One of them's got to win. So we'll come back and talk a little bit more about it. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, police officers face difficult decisions, and individuals do when it comes to law enforcement responding to crime. Gosh, we've seen that in the last few weeks with the killings that have taken place throughout this country, all the tension being built up around this country. Here's a troubling story. Over in little town in Alabama, Leroy, Alabama, which I think is in the center of the state of Alabama, there's a fella there at his home. His doors are locked. He's in his home. And all of a sudden, someone breaks into the back door of his house. Now, that's right, it's in the center of Alabama, 60 miles north of Mobile. So somebody breaks into his house and to rob his house. Well, he jumps out and he chases the guy out the back door. He grabs him, ties him up. Now, he's got the fellow, so he's going to call the police. He takes the gentleman, the fellow that broke into his house, ties him to a tree, and he puts duct tape over his mouth while he ties him to a tree. Insulated electric tape and clothesline is what he uses. Then he goes in and immediately calls 911. Deputies arrive within 10 minutes. When the deputies get there, the assailant, the person that robbed his house, is dead. And the implication is by putting that electric tape around his mouth, he couldn't breathe and he suffocated. Well, a grand jury is going to decide whether to bring any charges after this burglar died, being tied to the home of the tree. It's a difficult situation. Again, you know, we talked before about Hiroshima and the Civil War. Hindsight is 20/20. You can decide things in hindsight. In hindsight, he shouldn't have put the duct tape on the mouth. He had him tied up good, but he shouldn't have put the duct tape on the guy's mouth. Probably caused him to die. Maybe we'll find out he had a heart attack or he panicked. But in any event, assuming that happened, should the homeowner be charged with murdering the guy, in effect? I would not vote to do that. I would not vote to charge the homeowner with a crime. It would be not an easy call, but the fact remains that this burglar, this attempted burglary, was a crime that he kind of gave up his right to be treated fairly when he broke into this man's house. And so it's not like he didn't ask for it, but the conditions were such that a bad thing happened, But the reason for the bad thing was happening was the burglar breaking into this person's home. And so he shouldn't have died. Probably in retrospect, the duct tape shouldn't have been put across his mouth. Electric tape. Actually, it was electric tape tied to his mouth. And I don't know whether it actually crossed his nose or whatever. I'm sure the homeowner panicked at the time. Here's a guy that's breaking into his home. He's scared to death. He grabs him and ties him to a tree. And in retrospect, probably should not have covered his mouth. Screaming wasn't going to get him free. And so in any event, a grand jury is looking at the charge, and this is over in Leroy, Alabama, 60 miles north of Mobile. We've got a lot of listeners in the Mobile area, and I would vote not to indict him for something like that, since the cause of his death was really to the gentleman himself by trying to burglarize his house. I see the president has commuted 214 prison sentences, all drug-related. In several instances, I looked up the sellings what happened. In one instance, there's a fellow who was served a very long sentence for distribution of crack cocaine and conspiracy to distribute. He gets out, serves 9 years. He gets out with early release. He's indicted again on different charges. Same thing. Three counts of distribution of crack cocaine. Well, president says he'd normally serve a sentence for another 5 or 6 years, and the president says, well, this is a nonviolent crime. I don't look on the drug crimes, particularly if you're distributing hard drugs, as nonviolent. Because in so many instances, to get the money to buy the drugs, there is violence that takes place. I see it all over big, larger cities throughout America. Heck, we see it in small town communities where people are so desperate to get money to get the drugs from the dealer, they will go out and commit vicious crimes, armed robbery, even murder. So you're part of a whole process that allows to a great deal of violence. You're just not some, like I say, I think the president's words, well, nonviolent felons, and we got a little, you know, we can't be quite as tough. We got to overhaul the criminal justice system by reducing mandatory sentences for nonviolent felons. Well, if you're a repeat, offender, involving your continuing efforts not just to use drugs, but to distribute these drugs and do it in a conspiracy where you're using other people. And not once, but in cases of these pardons, two and even three times, should you be pardoned by the president because he thinks we should overhaul the U.S. criminal justice system. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that and I'm a lawyer, and I've not looked in detail at the crimes. But basically, when you look at the crimes involving drug use, if it's the use, they're probably a little too harsh. But when it comes to distribution, particularly for second and third offenses, look, do it once, shame on you. Do it twice, shame on us for allowing you to continue to bring these drugs into our communities, to put our children at risk and to put so many other people at risk, because the distribution, just by the nature of it, causes crimes. I pick up the papers, and I read papers all over the country, and I see example after example of a drug bust gone wrong, where the fellow says he's got drugs, and then the user comes, and then he steals the money and shoots the guy. And maybe these who were pardoned didn't do that. But they are participating in a whole procedure that just waves the flag at the fact that violence is going to take place. The people they're selling drugs to on the street often do anything to get the money to pay for those drugs. I just think it's a mistake. So I share that with you in terms of what happened to the president this week. And as we shut down, I'll tell you one thing. I've got a small publishing company. I publish a couple of books a year. You want to have some fun, you can look over my titles at thelisburnpress.com, www.thelisburnpress.com. So I edit these books, and I'm just amazed when people write books. I encourage you, all of us got a book in us. Every one of us has got a great story to tell about family, about your personal experiences. Maybe you were in the military. Maybe you build a business. And I encourage that. And as I say, with today, we always put at least one author, sometimes two authors on the show. But I'm amazed at first-time authors who use repeated words or use two words, one of which is redundant. In other words, one word will do, you use two. I think that's called, what's that called? Pleonasm. Yeah, pleonasm is what it's called. Now, I'll give you a few examples. You know, you say, well, I here are some of the things I've written down in my editing. An unexpected surprise. Well, if it's a surprise, it should be unexpected. You don't need both words. How about a free gift? Got a free gift for you. Well, it's a gift. Of course it's free. You don't pay for a gift. Advance warning. Don't give anybody, I think the phrase was, she didn't get advance warning. Well, you didn't get warning. You know, a warning is to give you an advance. Same thing. How about this one? I love this one. He filled up his drink and added frozen ice. I've never heard of hot ice. I guess maybe melted ice you could put, but frozen ice, same thing. Honest truth. He told the honest truth. Well, so the truth is supposed to be honest, right? How about this one? He's a stupid idiot. He's a stupid idiot. I could go on and on. These are things I've found in books that I have edited that people send me in terms of manuscripts. Empty space. What's an empty? If it's space, isn't it empty to begin with? How about we assemble together? Well, we don't assemble individually, right? We have to assemble together. And then it was the end result. End result, a couple of more. Past experience, rough estimates. How about a rough, give me a rough estimate. Give me an estimate. Actual facts, are they multiple choice, successfully pass, armed gunman, I love that, armed gunman, terrible disaster, close proximity, and yell loudly. Those are my words you ought to stay away from. You want to check out that website. It's the Lisburn Press, LISBURN Press.com. You can also get it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, that's our show for the day. Sure glad you joined us. I'll be here same time, same station. Hope you join us next week to make some more Common Sense. Take care, folks.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.